What are we gonna do now, Jalen?
To give the people.
What are we gonna give them?
Give the people what they want. Give the people what they want.
They want us to spit hot fire.
This is a very special edition of Jalen Jacoby.
What up, Del?
Boogie!
Yep, medicinal.
Had to get that.
Look how you got me, Tom Brady.
Not gonna be able to do it.
We'll pop the trunk next week. We'll be back.
John Wayne couldn't even stand the rain up tech.
As we continue to celebrate 10 years of Jalen Jacoby, he is still Jalen Rose. I'm still David Jacoby. We still do what?
Get the people!
The Detroit Lions won a football game in the National Football League. The Lions won a football game. Jalen Rose, how was the celebration?
Superhero knees theme music. Can I get the Detroit Lions theme music, please? So, you know what I'm saying? So, the Detroit Lions are the only team, Jacoby, late in the football game when they do a play action and throw a touchdown to Jefferson. A go for it on fourth down on the 29. I'm like, punt. We didn't punt. Okay, that's all right. But you know why? We got Jarrett Montana. So you got Benny from Montana. You got Tony Montana. Not Joe
French Montana.
You got French Montana. You got Jarrett Montana in Detroit. You see that game-winning drive? And by the way, I gotta say this. The Minnesota Vikings, if they're still backing up, where they going?
Look at Montana.
Hey,
it's where
they going?
Space. They play the worst defense. Like, look at all the space underneath.
Like, what did they think? We had Dwight Clark for real, and John Taylor, and Jerry Rice, and Roger Craig. Why are they backing up? They don't know we got number 16. You know what I've decided? Jarrett Montana, MVP of the league. You know
oh, Dan Campbell, Dan Campbell, coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year. Executive of the year. Everything. Comeback story.
Where's our theme music? Cue the theme music for the Detroit Lions. Let's celebrate.
I can't believe the Lions won this game. They've lost in heartbreaking fashion over and over and over again. To do this to the Vikings is hilarious to me. Going forward on that fourth down and the Lions celebration in the locker room afterwards, it was like they won the Super Bowl. Like, is there a parade in Detroit right now? Look at how happy they were. Look at Dan Campbell just lifting the owner off the ground.
Ownership,
dancing.
Doing that dance. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Look at Big Dan biting knees. Can we show our Big Dan, coach of the year, biting off knees when we need them the most? And by the way, Minnesota, any dreams or goals y'all had this year, they ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
Like, for real, for real. Y'all got some good football players that I respect. You know, Thielen and Jefferson and Cook when he healthy. But, dog. Are you kidding me? Did you see their defense keep backing up? I thought it was one of those security vehicles. It's like, beep, beep,
honestly, it's just like they were guarding against the Hail Mary for the entire last 2 minutes of the game. It was like they did not know what the game was. However, Jarrett Montana was celebrated by soon-to-be head coach of the year, Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions after the game. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. And I thought what was most encouraging was the fact that he had a couple of rough plays before that, you know, in the pass game. And for him to be able to rally back and drive us all the way down and then make the game-winning throw and just step in there, stay in the pocket, and make some things happen when we need it most, I think says a lot about him. I was proud of him.
See, that's what I'm saying, fam. When the game on the line in the history
there's
of football,
no defenders.
It's like Dan Marino, John
there's
Elway.
There's no defenders.
You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Jarrett Montana. You see that number 16 out there orchestrating the game-winning drive? You see that greatness in Lions? So restore the roar. Another one bites the dust.
Well. Dan Campbell overtook the play calling duties a few weeks ago, and it was him that called for this fourth down conversion. On their own was a 29-yard line, and everything about this, the decision was bad, the play call's bad, the execution's bad. Just all, you do not deserve to win a football game when you're ahead by two with 4 minutes left on your own 29, and you run that play to convert.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, between that call and the defensive calls by the Vikings on our final drive, like, I'm like, does somebody have something on the game? Like, seriously.
It's so great. I'm so happy for the Lions. I'm so happy for the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. Because, Jalen, I don't know if you remember, but it was all the way back on Saturday when the Michigan Wolverines took the field in Indianapolis in the Big Ten Championship against Iowa, and they waxed Iowa. They waxed them. Mr. Rose, celebrate your alma mater.
And by the way, I got a chance to go to Indy that day and spend some time with the Wolverine fans. Out to Discover, and I'll tell you this, Haskins in the Heisman Trophy candidacy, Hutchinson defensively breaking all type of school sack records, Ujabo has been balling also defensively. How about my guy right there, Jim Harbaugh, Big Ten champions. We waxed Iowa. Was they ranked? Now, by the way, now I know that they wasn't going to make Alabama and Georgia play each other back-to-back. And I know you didn't want to drop Georgia from 1-4. I get it. So we're park at number 2 and playing Miami. I'm good with that against the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm good with that. Hail to the victors. Let's make this happen. It's about us right now, Jacoby. When the Lions win, the Wolverines win. Rinse and repeat. That's how it's about to be for the rest of the year. You know, the Lions are still in playoff contention.
No, they're not, Jalen.
They are not.
They're going to be the number one pick. They have the worst record in the league. They're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, Mr. Rose. I know you have hope, but that hope can be for the Wolverines. I watched the Alabama-Georgia game, and I said, well, listen, Alabama's going to be number one. Right, this, unless Michigan really puts on a show tonight, Alabama's gonna be number one. And Michigan did put on a show. So something tells me that that margin between 1 and 2 wasn't exactly what we all thought it was. But I think that the Wolverines are in a great spot at number 2, going to play the Georgia Bulldogs. What a game that is going to be. We have plenty of time to get you ready for that one. But we had a lot of NFL that had nothing to do with the Lions yesterday. We had the Ravens Steelers. I thought the Steelers season was over. There's rumors about Big Ben going into this one, and it was at the very last possession when Lamar Jackson has a chance to win the game and just cannot connect with Andrews. Jalen, I thought the Ravens were one of the top 3 teams in the AFC. I'm starting to have second thoughts. How do you feel about the Ravens right now?
You know, I'm the biggest Lamar stan. And get well soon to my guy Marlon Humphrey, who they lost during the game. And Jim Harbaugh talked about how they were depleted with the D-backs. But Lamar turnovers and Lamar missed throws is something I saw. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, I think he fell out of the MVP contention when he didn't connect late. Perfect play call. You got your all-pro tight end. You got your MVP quarterback. They have to connect on that. And when they don't do that, and they've had the injuries in the run game, aren't able to dominate and run the football like they normally have been the last couple of seasons with Lamar based on those injuries, I feel like this is not a contending type, win the AFC type of Ravens squad, even though their record in the standings says as such right now.
Exactly. Lamar Jackson has turned the ball over a lot the last few weeks. But one standout from this one was Najee Harris. Najee Harris has had a good rookie season with the Steelers, and Ben Roethlisberger has held this offense back a little bit, to be frank. But Harris looked great yesterday, especially in the second half.
Absolutely. And that's, again, when you talk about Big Ben and the acknowledgement of Adam Schefter's report that this may be his final season with the team, maybe that rejuvenated the squad a little bit. Mike Tomlin is still going to show up and be my favorite coach in the NFL, but I want to make sure I acknowledge he didn't necessarily use the word retirement.
Mm-mm.
If that is going to be the case. And again, so it's going to be interesting to see how that situation plays out. I honestly believe that this was the season that they kind of held on too long, but I'm happy for Ben because as a future Hall of Famer, he deserved the right to go out on his shield, so to speak.
Absolutely. And the report is that this will be his last season with the Steelers. And everyone sort of translated that into retire, but he never said retire. And Big Ben flirts with retiring at the end of every single season, if you remember that. I mean, it's been like the last 5 years. He talks about maybe it's his last one. So it'll be interesting to see if he retires, if he comes back to the Steelers, or if he ends up in a different uniform, which is just hard for me to imagine visually. Jalen, the Ravens seem to be headed in the wrong direction in the AFC, and the Chiefs seem to be headed in the right direction in the AFC. They played the Broncos, but it wasn't the Chiefs' offense that got them this win. It was the Chiefs' defense, which has been great ever since Frank Clark returned to the lineup.
Absolutely. Getting pick sixes, flying all over the field. And as we celebrate the Chiefs' defense, and they've been slandered over the last couple of years when you have Mahomes and Hill and Kelsey, you able to just dominate offensively. The defense was not clearly the best part of their football team. But now all of a sudden they're winning because of that defense, and Mahomes hasn't thrown a touchdown in the last couple of games. Now, here's also what I really wanted to say. Teddy Bridgewater struggled mightily. Mm-hmm. Like the picks he was throwing and the decisions he was making. And by the way, shout out to the young fella Williams that was running the football.
Javonte Williams jumped off the screen.
I was like, give him the ball more. He
jumped off the screen watching the game last night. I was like, who is this dude? I'm Googling him. I'm looking to see if he's available in fantasy leagues. Yeah. Like, this dude jumped off the screen. I love what they have in the young Williams.
And so Melvin Gordon was out. He got a chance to have more care. Stay on the ground, young fella. That was the one thing when I saw that right there. Stay on the ground. You don't want them big defensive linemen pushing you while you're in the air. But, yeah, he played a really good game. But shout to the Chiefs and their defense. Clearly, their offense has potential and greatness on the other side.
Jalen, so
they're ready to put
it together. For you.
Favorite in the AFC.
Did the Lions and the Wolverines win this weekend? Did the Lions and the Wolverines win this weekend? Did the Lions and the Wolverines win this weekend?
Absolutely.
What a weekend. And this will be a full week celebration of our 10-year anniversary. We'll have some special guests.
And Detroit.
We'll be looking back at some of the better moments of the past 10 years, like this one.
What up, though?
I'm more handsome.
We put up a poll. Who's handsomer? 45%. To 55%.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Is you get a 20% I'm famous bump. You know what I mean? So I think I'm winning, technically.
I agree. We have to go to the delegates and the super delegates.
I don't really understand how the super delegates work.
I do.
It's V-Week on ESPN as we continue Jim Valvano's fight against cancer.
10 years, man. 10? First of all, big bros, I appreciate y'all, man, for giving me an opportunity, a platform, and being so gracious in doing it and bigging me up and giving me love and continuing to show me love until this day. Congratulations on the 10-year anniversary, man. Swagoo, I love y'all, boy.
Big shout out to Marcus Spears showing us love. We love you, bro. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Jalen, you know I always say it's not what you do, it's how you do it. The Bucs didn't just beat the Falcons. They looked really good doing it. Tom Brady threw to Chris Godwin 15 times. He caught 15 catches for 143 yards. Seems like Brady has this offense back clicking after a couple of puzzling weeks.
And on the other side, Matt Ryan was throwing it to Gage, too. He had double-figure catches for the Falcons. But I agree with you, Godwin. He was just feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. No Antonio Brown. And by the way, come on, A.B. Come on, A.B.
Antonio. Come on, A.B. Antonio. Just pay the chef, dog.
Come on, man. But Gronk, 4 catches, 2 touchdowns, reliable weapon. It seems like every time they link up, they're breaking some sort of tight end quarterback record, receiving quarterback record. Like, just to watch these guys reinvent themselves has been remarkable, knowing that Gronk was out of football, Brady was in New England for 20 years, and now they just reliving it in Tampa, and they just getting touchdowns every week. It's just incredible to watch.
It really is, and Leonard Fournette had a big game as well. It seems like the Buccaneers and the Chiefs are both sort of coming into form at the end of the season, and people talk about them as Super Bowl contenders, and is it just me, or do not enough people talk about the Cardinals as Super Bowl contenders? They have the best record at 10-2 in the NFL. Kyler Murray came back, Hopkins came back, and they looked really good against the Bears.
You know what I was thinking when I was watching Kyler? It's a lot of great quarterbacks in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I know Brady and what he's accomplished, Aaron Rodgers, and you know how much I like Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson. But as I was really watching as he returned, if I had to take a quarterback, that's the guy I would want. And the reason why I like to call him Joe Pesci is because usually when he shows up, he's the smallest guy, but he's the most dangerous guy in the movie. Because when you get out of line, he's the person that's gonna whack you, right? And it seems like he's running at a different speed and pace than everybody else. And one more thing, why can't he be MVP this year?
He missed a few games. Missed a few games because of injury.
I know,
About three in a row. So that it's hard to start 14 of 17 games and be the MVP. Okay. But there's certainly no one who's out there claiming it. So at the end of the season, if he keeps winning and playing like this, I can see him definitely being part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And Cliff Kingsbury, definitely coach of the year.
Not only is Cliff Kingsbury overlooked, the Cardinals overlooked, but the Cardinals' defense is also overlooked. Like they're not just winning this with their offense and shootouts. Their defense has been stout all season long. When you talk about the best teams in the NFC, the NFL, they don't get discussed enough.
And that's because the Bucs are the defending champions, and rightfully so. Aaron Rodgers is playing at an MVP level. People are going to always talk about the Dallas Cowboys and America's team and really highlight when they're playing well. And so in a lot of ways, when Kyler missed those games and D-Hop missed those games, they were able to fly under the radar, like you just mentioned, and rely on that defense and become a balanced team, kind of like we're saying about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, everyone was celebrating the 49ers, and everyone was writing off the Seahawks, and they battled this weekend, and it went the way people didn't expect. It was actually the 49ers who came away with the loss, and Russell Wilson and the Seahawks getting the win in that one.
The main thing I'm continuing to do is monitoring, is this is going to be Russell Wilson's final year with that team. And you start to watch jobs shape up around the league, like the Giants situation has become a disaster. We laughed about my Lions situation. Like, there are a lot of teams. We talked about Big Ben. How about Pittsburgh? Like, there's so many intriguing. The build that they were coming. Is Washington set at quarterback right now? And so it's going to be interesting to see what plays out with the Russell Wilson situation. But it was good to see him get a win.
It was good to see him get a win. And also in the NFC, we have the Rams, who we all celebrated early in the season when they got some wins, and we thought they were going to be sort of a Super Bowl contender, and then they sputtered a little bit yesterday, again, against the Jaguars, but they still look good, especially Matt Stafford.
And I know Jalen Ramsey felt good playing against his old franchise and doing work running with the Rams. Aaron Donald, big sack, forced a fumble. Odell Beckham caught a touchdown. But Cooper Kupp, like, lead the league in receiving yards. He's been terrific all season. And so it was good to see Matthew Stafford get a win. And as I saw him win and I celebrated our Lions getting the win, let me tell you something. Three of the last four times we won, it's been on the final play. And also the last time we won a game and it wasn't Matthew Stafford being the quarterback, it was 2010. So as we celebrate our anniversary, the last time the Lions won a football game without Matthew Stafford, this show was not even in existence.
I love how you can turn any game into a celebration of the Lions' victory. Just one more time. Just one more time, Randy. Can we hear the roar?
Where's our theme music?
Yes. Yes, the Lions and the Wolverines won this weekend. What a weekend for Jalen Rose. And tonight, it is the Bills Mafia. They will be tailgating and they will be breaking tables outside of Orchard Park, New York, because they're hosting division rival Patriots. And that man, Josh Allen's got to get the Bills Mafia win in this one. We'll break it down and preview the big game right after this. It's V Week at ESPN, and our partnership with the V Foundation highlights the urgent need for cancer research and the elimination of racial disparities in cancer outcomes. You can learn more and help support by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. Another doubleheader from the NBA on ESPN Wednesday night, 7:30. Love this matchup. The Bucks against the Heat in Miami, and then in the nightcap at 10 p.m. It is Dame Lillard and the Blazers taking on Steph Curry and the Warriors. Tonight, Monday Night Football in Orchard Park in Buffalo. The Bills Mafia, the Griselda Gang, is going to be hosting the New England Patriots, who come in red hot. Mr. Rose, I might be financially invested in the outcome of this game. You know where my money is. Who do you have tonight between the Patriots and the Bills?
Oh, man, this is tough. It's been great to watch the Patriots just get better each week, led by Mac Jones and that fantastic defense. It's been masterful by Bill Belichick. But I'm rolling with you and the Griselda family. I'm going with the Bills Mafia. Josh
That's Allen, right.
Stephon Diggs. That's what I'm rolling with.
Yes, let's break some tables tonight. I'm going to break some tables before I watch this one. I'm excited for Monday Night Football. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2 at 4 p.m. to talk about the big game. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose, let me tell you something about my weekend. You know, you had a great weekend. You had the Big Ten Championship, the Lions winning in dramatic fashion with a last second touchdown from Jared Montana to Amon-Ra St. Brown. What a weekend you had. But you know what I did? I drove to New Jersey to cut down a Christmas tree. When you live in New York City, they really get you for the Christmas trees, man. They sell them at bodegas for like $160. $150 rent downstairs from my building. $170 for a Christmas tree. You drive an hour out in New Jersey, go to a place called Charlie Brown's Christmas Tree Farm. They give you a saw. You walk around, gorgeous Christmas tree after gorgeous Christmas tree. I got the perfectly shaped, fattest, dopest Christmas tree I've ever had in my whole entire life. $65. You saw it down yourself. It's a great experience. However, when you're in New Jersey, you can use an application on your phone to wager on American sports. I don't know if you know about this. So while we were at dinner in New Jersey, I was spending all my time on the phone.
This is why you really wanted to go to Jersey.
Save
money on the trip, but you want to gamble it away. Got it.
Exactly, my friend. And I was trying to get in touch with you. I'm trying to get in touch with you because you know you always act like you don't live in a state where it's legal and you can't use your phone. So I was trying to get in touch with you. I had to put some wagers in for you. There was always Jalen Hurts touchdowns, but he didn't play, so that got voided. But I put in one in for you. I couldn't bet on Michigan because the spread was like 13.5. And I was like, that's just too much. You know what I mean?
So, agreed.
So I was like, let me give a player prop to Jalen. And I gave you Haskins over 97.5 yards. He didn't hit that. But the Michigan Wolverines won. That's all that really matters.
That's all that matters.
But I might be invested in the Bills outcome this evening because I don't feel like the Patriots are going to beat the Bills in Buffalo.
Invested?
I might be invested. I might think that Josh Allen, you always bet on Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown. I always bet on Josh Allen to score a touchdown. I might have bet on Stephon Diggs to score a touchdown. I might have a parlay where everybody scores touchdowns and the Bills win.
Wow.
So it's going down tonight. But Mr. Rose, I want to talk to you and get all the details of your Big Ten championship watching experience.
So a couple of things. I definitely want to give a few shout outs to Jim Harbaugh reinventing his coaching staff and to the Michigan players, because I'm going to tell you the moment of truth that happened this year. When we lost to Michigan State, and then they got thumped by Ohio State. Trust me, anybody affiliated with Michigan, and you look up at the score, and Ohio State beat Michigan State like 48-0 at halftime, like that sent a message. And you know what that message sent? We can't get embarrassed again. They've owned us for the last two decades. And Ojabo, Hutchinson, Pep Hamilton, overseeing that defense, been outstanding. And Jim Harbaugh, just to see him get a chance to celebrate his first Big Ten championship as the head coach, get into the college football playoffs, Haskins propel himself into the Heisman race. It's been a fantastic season. And then Jarrett Montana tops it off on Sunday with the greatest drive, go-ahead win that you've seen in the history of football. Like, not Big Ben throwing it to the back of the end zone for the Super Bowl. It wasn't even Montana to Clark. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are just footnotes compared to what Jarrett Montana did driving the Lions. And by the way, the second from the last play, I was like, are they playing prevent? Like, they just gave us this like 7-8 yard pass. I was, because by the way, I'm standing at the TV at this point.
And so, of course you are.
I'm in the defense like Kenny Smith inside the NBA. Like, I'm literally doing that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, they're backing up.
Like, what are they doing?
Get out of bounds.
They were playing it like it was a Hail Mary. That's the way they were playing it. Like they're, and when you watch the game angle, right, it's concerning when you only see 7 defenders on the screen. You know what I mean? It's like, where are the other 4 guys? Are they that far back that I can't even see them?
Correct. And so for, you know, them to win, it's been a terrific weekend. But like KRS-One once said, we're not done.
You're not done. You got to win.
We are not done. We got to take care of business against Georgia. Just period. That has to happen.
Alabama.
Take care of business against Georgia.
Alabama looked good against Georgia. Man.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So, are you attending the college football playoff game in Indianapolis?
So, controversial. Okay. I decided I'm going to go to Indy for the championship game. Not to Miami for the semifinal.
That's right. Okay.
Because I want to do this once. Like, this is a great opportunity. This is like, I remember when Greasy and Woodson brought it home for us. And then 100-plus years of Michigan basketball and football is one title each. We don't do this every year.
No.
And I feel like if I go to Miami, I'm going to be more focused on the weather, the water, and everything that comes with the game. And then, like, I'm going to be too lathered up. And that's going to take away from, like, my fan experience.
Okay, got you.
I think I need to fall back, watch it on TV, allow them to take care of business, and then I'll be in Indy. So that's how I'm playing.
Well, Mr. Rose, a couple things. Number one, I like where your head's at. You're like, I want to focus on the game. It has to be a business trip. So I can't be in Miami. You'll just get too easily distracted, right? And number two is, I want to say this is, let's not start putting Michigan in the championship game or winning the champion yet. Let me just say, as someone who's lost a lot of rec league championship games and intramural championship games, there's nothing wrong with being happy about making the playoffs. If you would have told you 2 months ago that the Michigan Wolverines were going to be in the actual playoffs and be one of the final top four teams, that would have blown your mind.
I'll take
so this is a huge success. Huge success already, just to still have meaningful football games to play. And I'm going to say that there's going to be a lot of Wolverine fans in Miami that weekend. There's going to be a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans and Wolverine fans in Miami that weekend. And it's New Year's Day, right? No, you can't be in Miami on New Year's Day. You might not make it to 2022. You know what I mean? Like, we need you for another 10-year anniversary show.
Family, it's even worse. It ain't New Year's Day. It's New Year's Eve.
Yes, exactly. It's New Year's Eve. And what they need to know is it's also the next day is the start of Jalen Rose's birthday month. You know what I mean? So that's just too much. We can't have Michigan Wolverines winning a football game with you in Miami, and it's New Year's Eve, and it's the start of your birthday month. That's not okay. That's not okay. You would never come back.
That's too many ingredients in that gumbo.
Too many ingredients in the gumbo. I'm so excited for the Michigan Wolverines. I'm so excited for Dan Campbell. Because, like, if you're the Bucks and you beat the Falcons, you know, you give out a game ball, you do your little post-game interview, and you go home and have a regular day. But when you're the Lions and you beat the Vikings for your first win in 13 tries or 12 tries, and first win as a head coach, you act like you won the Super Bowl.
And Vikings, whatever goals y'all had, they're over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even show me them in the standings. Wherever they sit, it's irrelevant to me. Their goals is over.
I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain. We had a conference call this morning at 7 a.m., and Jalen Rose made me Google if the Lions were eliminated from the playoffs. Like he's like really trying to work. He's like, well, there is a scenario in which mathematically, I'm like, what are you talking about? The worst record in the league. Like, the only scenario in which the Lions are in the playoffs is, like, there's some sort of doomsday zombie apocalypse where, like, half of the, you know, the country just floats into the ocean or something.
Oh,
like, thought the Lions had a chance to make the playoffs.
Going into this weekend, I saw it on social. There was a mathematical reason that kept the Lions involved in the playoff hunt. Like, multiple different scenarios that if they would have taken place, the Lions would still be in the playoff chase. So it's only right that we finally get a win, and that weekend is the one
It's when you're eliminated. Congratulations, it's Lions, your season's
right.
Over. Well, Mr. Rose, you know, I'm really happy for you. And I root for the Pistons and the Lions and the Wolverines because of our friendship. I know how much this means to you. And I haven't seen you wear that Lions hat before. You know what I mean? I don't know. Last time it was a paper bag. You know, last time you were wearing Lions related headgear, it was a paper bag. But now we got that WAC logo on your hat. It was a paper bag, if you remember.
You got me. All facts. You know what I'm going to do? Get many Detroit guests for the next couple of weeks just to celebrate this win. I got to reach out to Megatron. I got to reach out to... just got to celebrate this. I got to get my guy Ha-Ha Davis to come on, Spice Adams to come back on with us. You know, we got to celebrate this. Royce Nickel 9, Trick. We got to get some people to come on and talk about this. Where's Boldy at? Got to get him back home. T. Grizzly. We turning up in the D. 42 Doug. Big Sean. We turning up. Cash Dow.
Jalen, while I was in New Jersey cutting down a Christmas tree, I might have placed a wager on the Bengals to beat the Chargers. Mm. And both the Bengals and the Chargers are two teams that at one point you thought maybe could like win the NFC and be the number one seed and had so much promise. But at the same time, the next week they could turn around and be like, well, they're a mess. This week, the AFC, this week it was the Bengals who looked like a mess. Burrow played okay, put up some numbers, but Herbert played better. Jalen Rose, Which team do you believe in more moving forward? The Chargers or the Bengals?
Chargers, because they have Derwin James. And I love him as a safety. And Eckler, even though he had a fumble, I think he may have fumbled twice, but I know he fumbled at least once. But he still finds pay dirt. You know how much I like Eckler. Williams, Keenan Allen threw a pass.
Keenan Allen's one of he doesn't get talked about as enough when people talk about the best receivers.
right.
They just throw it around him. Just throw it near him, and he just grabs it.
Yeah, well. And obviously Justin Herbert. So, Chase had a big drop that led to an interception.
Yeah.
Eckler fumbled twice. Thanks, D told me in my ear. And, you know, I got so many games and so many things. I remember Burrow injured his, got left with an injury and returned to the game. Mixon's still running well. I love his touchdown celebrations. But I'll have to say the Chargers.
I just love Chase and Burrow. I love the Chase and Burrow combination and Mixon, and I'm just excited to see one of these two teams in the playoffs. Maybe they can make some noise. Jalen, what do you make of the Rockets winning streak? The Rockets are 6 games. Like, that's not a fluke. That's not a fluke at all.
I need to get Silas Jr. to come on the show. Told you he's a fan of the program. Shout out to Christian Wood. He's been balling. Loved him as a Piston. Hated to see him go. He'd be nice hanging on the rim when I'm going to the game tonight to watch us play against the Thunder. Be nice to see Christian Wood in uniform.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so we could potentially have a Wolverine win, a Lions win, and a Pistons win in 3 straight games. Wow.
3 straight days.
That's what we're going for.
That's
the Thunder.
I'm trying to go to the game.
However, the Thunder losing by 75 or whatever, that might motivate them a little bit. Because the Thunder looking 75. At their schedule, like, they're like, if we're at this ever a bounce back game, we can bounce back against the Pistons. Well, good for you, Mr. Rose. Hopefully we'll get a Pistons win. Our producer, Brianna, wanted to make sure that we recognize that the Dolphins are also on a win streak. And you know who's been looking pretty good? Tua. Tua's been looking pretty good.
Yes.
Tua's been looking pretty good recently.
Yes. Lucky lefty, Brian Flores coaching him up. And the Dolphins, once it seems like the Deshaun Watson talk was put on the back burner, this team started to concentrate on the season and invest in Tua. The other couple of phases are blocks that they've been building the last couple of years, but obviously it seems like they're missing that greatness at quarterback. That's why you draft Tua. And so it's good to see them playing well. Their win streak, Houston's win streak. There's another, I guess, unlikely team that's also on the streak in sports somewhere. And I just got to say this out loud.
What
Lakers
are you saying?
Ain't winning the championship. Lakers ain't winning the West. I just got to say that out loud. You know what? D, you are like this. I was watching the Lakers and I had to play some MC8. And it was like, ninja struggling. They struggling. Like, yo. Like, LeBron, AD, Russ, they're not winning the West. The journey going to be too tough. They're going to be below the equator, the 4 seed, and it's just not going to happen this year. And that's also paying respect to the Warriors and the Phoenix Suns.
Well, the Lakers aren't the only team struggling. It hasn't been great for the Knicks lately either.
Yeah, Lakers, let's talk about the Knicks. You want to talk about the Knicks? Let's talk about the Knicks. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to Stephen A. Smith. I want to talk to Spike Lee. Who else did I see? Tracy Morgan.
Okay, let me tell you something about the Knicks, okay?
Okay.
Here's what
okay,
we always say. Success
me,
is a function of realistic expectations.
Yes,
and
tell
I
me.
Feel that getting the 4 seed last year, while being like a half game from the 7 seed, set the expectations too high. You know what I mean? Like, when we were going into the season, you know, people would always ask me in the street, what do you think about the Knicks? What do you think about the Knicks? I was like, they're not going to be as good as they were last year. Or the record's not going to be good. The standing's not going to be good. They're not going to be a 4 seed. Like, let's all temper these expectations because people are putting them in, like, the contenders in the Eastern Conference. No, not that. You got a lucky run at the end of the season last season, wilted in the playoffs.
Lucky. Okay.
Wilted in the playoffs. I mean, just to host that game one. Wilted in the playoffs. Trae Young came into MSG and ate everybody's lunch. And then all of a sudden, just because people forgot about that, just dragged that to the trash and then acted like this team, you know, was Julius Randle's going to put the city on his back and take this team to the 1 seed. That's not how this works. They've got a good roster, but no. It's a play-in team right now. This is a play-in team.
So I made sure the entire season last year I reminded you that the Hawks had a better record. I'm going to remind you again, as you just mentioned, even though
better record,
disgustingly, mm-hmm. even though a fan disgustedly spit on Trae Young during that series, he shot down the Knicks and eliminated y'all and eliminated Philly. So the East Coast bias thing with both of those situations, like, they're both going, because Philly was one. So just think about that. Philly was one, and the Knicks was 4. Shot both of them down. And Atlanta's still sending. I know you see John Collins hanging on the rim every night.
Every night?
Every night, he catching a body. Every night. Trae Young. And so, if you say the Knicks are a play-in team, I want to name a couple of squads and ask you, are they better than the Knicks? Is that okay?
Sure.
The Nets.
Say it again, please, sir.
The Nets.
The Nets are better than the Knicks? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm close.
Bucks.
What are you talking about? I thought, let's get to the real ones.
Heat.
Yeah, of course. No, let's get to the real conversation, like the Hornets. Like, that's where we're at. Wizards, Hornets. Those are the real conversations to be had.
Bulls.
Okay.
Hawks.
Yep. Better than the Knicks.
Pacers.
Nope.
Not the Pacers?
Not the Pacers.
Okay. So you got them at like 6 right now. Mm-hmm. Who am I leaving out?
The
Washington.
Wizards, the Hornets, the Wizards, those are like, that's really where it gets interesting.
Washington?
I would say the Knicks have a better team than Washington. They're not
okay,
playing
so
better right
now.
You
got them ahead of Washington. So you have Philly?
Philly ahead of the Knicks.
Okay, so that makes Knicks 6 now.
No, you got, yeah, remember, I would put Boston ahead of the Knicks. I would.
7.
I mean, Cleveland and Hornets is where it gets interesting.
Right. So they're AC right now. To your point.
Yeah. And like, would I rather have Cleveland's roster than the Knicks? Yes. Would the Knicks beat Cleveland in a 7-game series? Yes. You see what I'm saying? Like, the Cleveland has a better constructed roster and has more promise moving forward. But the Knicks would beat Cleveland in a 7-game series.
I love Cleveland.
And, me too.
And,
I love Mobley.
And let me teach everybody something about team building in a roster. By the way, when I talk about squads, it ain't personal. You know what I mean? I love Philly. I love Doc, Sam Cassell. That's my brother. We're going to be there this Saturday when they play against the Warriors. And you know what we should be seeing? A number 1 seeded team from last year with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons going against a number 1, number 2 seeded team in the West with Steph Curry. But instead, Ben Simmons basically sabotaging their season. And unfortunately, Joel has to miss some games. And so, like, they've digressed in the standings, so have Boston. And so, I was watching them play against Minnesota. And I was watching Cleveland play because you know how much I like what Cleveland is doing. And I'm like, Whose future would you take the next 2 to 4 years? The Sixers or the Cavs? And my answer was the Cavs. And I know a lot of people go like, oh, he's bugging. I want y'all to get a chance. I want y'all to really pay attention to Evan Mobley. First off, he's the anchor reason why I'm saying this. He changed contest and or block everything. Like everything.
Sexton and Garland, you know I love Jared Allen. Love Jared Allen.
And so like that foursome and Okoro, the kid from Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So like that fivesome. If you look at Philly and you're trying to go forward, I'm taking the upside of the Cavs. Who you taking?
If you project out 4 years from now, like the year 2025, I see Embiid broken down, Ben Simmons not on the team, Tobias Harris on his farewell tour, and like who knows what the other pieces are going to be because they have so much money tied up in that. I think Harris's contract will be up by then. But still, I like the youth of Cleveland if we're moving forward. But if there was a 7-game series today, obviously I would pick the Sixers to beat Cleveland.
Correct. And Tobias is the key because he got a lot of good years left in him as a wing and as a scorer. So he can play 7 more years and still be even like a starter level player, all-star caliber player, depending on the role for the team. I really like Maxey too. He's been balling mm-hmm. this year. He's had some really good games. Seth Curry has a better shooting percentage from 3 than Steph Curry. I watch them play, he their second best player. And he shoots remarkably better like most perimeter shooters would when Joel Embiid's in the game. I think when Joel's on the floor, he's shooting like high 50s. When he's not on the floor, he's shooting low 30s. And so, I mean, and Thibault, a terrific all-NBA defender already in his career. But man, them Twin Towers in Cleveland and that young Bull and Sexton going coast to coast, dunking with his left hand, and Garland out here pulling up for 3. Hey, man. Cleveland! This is for you. And they ain't even bought out Kevin Love yet. Kevin Love ain't on the Lakers or the Nets or mm-hmm. Celtics yet.
Jalen, our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. We always want to hear from you. 985-80 Jalen, that is the number you call, especially during our 10th anniversary week. You've been listening to the show for a long time. Give us a shout, and we'll put you on the show just
shout
like
out.
This.
Jalen, Jacoby, shout out to Rich. Shout out to the staff. Long time listener. Pop the Trunk days, Grantland days, all of that. Y'all are my uncles. Y'all basically have grown up with me. Few things. Jacoby not putting on lotion. Cultural. Collard greens. In the freezer. Legendary. Jalen, I listen to the Renaissance Man daily. You talked about your talk with Charlamagne was life-changing and made me actually call and get therapy. So thank you, brother. Quick question. I've been dating this girl for over a year and a half, and I gotta meet the pops. I ain't met pops yet. It's because I'm scared. I need advice from my 2 uncles. Yep. Medicinal.
I love the ones that are obviously medicinal. Just let us know at the end. It's like, no, you don't need to say it. You know, what I mean? we know, my guy. Love that caller. Love his pacing. You know what I mean? He was taking his time. He wasn't stressed out about nothing. He was giving us shouts. Yeah, I don't use lotion. Yeah, there's greens in my freezer. And big shout out to Renaissance Man.
Like lotion.
I like you said he listens to Renaissance Man every day. It comes out once a week. Like, he just listens to it every day. You know what I mean? It's like a good song or a good movie. You just get, you pick up new things every time you get through it.
No question.
He's going to meet his pops, and he wants some advice. Jalen is going to be better than me at this, but I will say very briefly is the woman is in love with you. Y'all been together for 1.5 years. She loves you, man. You know what I mean? So, like, just be yourself. Don't worry about it. I mean, I think that dads probably just want to see their daughters happy with a nice Bella. You know what I mean? And if you make her happy, that'll make him happy. That'll take all the pressure out of the situation. What's your advice, Mr. Rose?
Well said, Jacoby. I agree. Millie Jackson, Houdini, be yourself. You've already won, like Jacoby said. You got a year and a half invested already into the relationship. Just be yourself. But a couple things don't do.
Don't get high
first. Don't get too high. Don't get too drunk.
Don't get high first. Don't get drunk. Go sober, dog. Go sober.
Nah, you got to go sober. I'm going to tell you. Because, like, the way you want Jalen and Jacoby to know it's medicinal, you don't want her parents to know it's medicinal.
Mm-mm.
Right? Like, there's a level of craftiness, and also, like, you gotta show yourself that you're not an addict. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain times it's like, all right, I'm gonna make sure I'm right now. And so you do that, and then you impress everybody. And after that, you have all of the medicinal you want the rest of the night.
And just bring a present. That's another piece of advice. Bring a present. Anything. It could be like a pineapple. You know what I mean? Just be, you're going to meet somebody. It's just nice to have a little something. Just a little gift. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be crazy. I'm going to buy a car. Just a little something that shows that you care. A little token of appreciation. You know what I mean?
And you're talking about Jacoby's lotion. Come groomed. Come groomed. You know what I mean? Come groomed.
Yeah. Wear a shirt with some buttons on it and a collar. Yeah,
exactly.
You know? You don't have to be wearing a tuxedo, but just wear something that, you know.
Wear a collar shirt and a blazer. Yeah. Wear a sweater, a little cardigan. Wear some. Get a JRLA cardigan.
Boom. Get a JRLA cardigan.
Conversation piece right there.
I got. Hold on. I got to make amends. Because I said that I ordered a cardigan and they sent me two beanies and shorts. Turns out I did some research.
Oh, no,
I did some research.
Breaks.
And it finds out from the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy shop, I thought I ordered a cardigan and I got two beanies and some shorts. I actually ordered two beanies and some shorts and thought I ordered a cardigan. So now I got two beanies, some shorts, and then I go to order the cardigan. I saw some socks. I was like, let me get some of these socks. But I think that this is a me problem, not a y'all problem, because I'm not good at the cart quantities when I order things online. So I ordered 6 pairs of socks, tried to get one, and I ordered 2 cardigans, tried to get one. So I'm gonna have a lot of JRLA gear.
Thank you for the support.
So if this collar needs a cardi, you know what I mean, and he happens to be a size large, have him hit me up.
That's hilarious.
And I'll have him right in the JRLA cardi. The cardigans fly though. The cardigans dope.
You. Yeah, they're dope. Wait to see these Lettermans. We got some new Lettermans coming with those.
Are those like friends and family, or those can be, can I purchase those? Can I purchase those?
Yeah, you inspired it. I told them since you was rocking it on the show, I'm like, we need to sell the Lettermans.
That's what I'm saying. They're dope.
Does it in the Midwest, on the East Coast, all day, and you can rock it. Even like on a chilly night.
Because they're warm. I go to the closet and I've got my jacket section and it talks to me every day because it sticks out because it's got the white sleeves. And I have to tell, I'm like, not yet, buddy. You're going to have your chance to shine, buddy. He's eager to come out. And I was like, it's not that cold yet. It's going to get much colder as we get later in December, into January and February. That's when I'm going to take you out. I'm eager to take you out, too. You know what I mean? He's like that horse. He just wants to run. And I just have to look at him and be like, go, chill out, Letterman. Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, Letterman.
I do that with gear, too.
I got you. I'm going to give you a chance to shine. I'm going to let the world see you, let you see the world. But right now, it's just not appropriate yet, sir. And he didn't understand. You know what I mean? He got an attitude.
Understand. Yeah, but it's parents right. Just don't understand. But how about this? Here's the second part of that. You're going to meet your dad for the first time.
Her dad, but sure.
Her dad for the first time. But I also thought he said that there was a second part to his question.
He said he first of all, he was just recognizing things that he's heard. Like, I don't use lotion, that's cultural. He has greens in the freezer, boss move. Then he said that he listens to the Renaissance Man. Then he said he's been with there for 1.5 years. He's going to meet the pops and he wants his uncle's advice.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So he talked about Renaissance Man, and it was a terrific episode. Shout out to Lenar, a.k.a. Charlamagne Tha God, who joined me. And that show, like this show, in my life is truly therapeutic. And so I get a chance to do that here with you, my brother, with a backdrop of sports and talking about current events. I get to do the exact same thing with Renaissance Man, with a backdrop being entertainment, fashion. And these conversations, and now to hear somebody say he heard our conversation and it encouraged him to take a step that he probably would not have taken and accept therapy, is actually why I do that. So I appreciate you supporting J&J and Renaissance Man. And that's why we do what we do.
And we're going to keep doing it for another 10 years. We have 10-year anniversary week. We're going to have some guests on later in the week. And we're going to keep the celebration going. The Lions won. The Wolverines won. The Pistons are going to win tonight. Hail, we're going to keep the celebration going all week long. 10-year anniversary shows. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose? What'd you realize?
Even though we're in the college football playoff, we're not done.
Yes.
We're not done. Jim Harbaugh, Haskins, Hutchinson, we are not done.
Get him.